The largest chiropractic school in the world, Life University, just outside of Atlanta, has lost its accreditation. Sid Williams, the president and founder of Life University, has resigned amidst allegations that his family siphoned money from the school and that he refused to teach students to follow professional chiropractic standards. All of this confusion at Life University has raised concerns about the entire chiropractic profession. From Atlanta, NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
The accrediting body, the Council on Chiropractic Education, or the CCE, gave Life University more than a year to resolve problems surrounding the quality of education, instructors, and the administration. But nothing changed until after the CCE failed to reaffirm Life's accreditation. Now, chiropractors and others are speaking up about the enormous problems. Dr. Stephen Petty was an instructor in the Department of Clinics until he resigned from the university in 2000.
It was the Enron of higher education. With excessive salaries in the range of $1 million a year for the president and several individuals with very close ties to the president, such as his wife, daughter, sister-in-law, and childhood friend, a non-independent and weak board of trustees, nepotism, faculty who did not hold proper credentials to teach the courses they were teaching, refusal to meet accreditation standards on numerous issues.
Dr. Petty filed a complaint last year with the CCE and the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools. Both agencies are investigating. Petty claims that the 74-year-old founder of Life, Dr. Sid Williams, would only let instructors teach his unconventional style of chiropractic care, that the school didn't have adequate instruction in the basic science courses.
The educational setting is no place for that. The educational setting is where a student should be able and encouraged to learn every aspect of the discipline they're studying.
The administration at Life University believes that the neck is, in effect, the master control center for the nervous system and affects everything in the body. Dr. Williams taught students that by aligning joints in the neck and removing interference in the nervous system, the body would heal itself. But many mainstream chiropractors say the field involves much more, including understanding radiology, rehabilitation techniques, and the ability to diagnose patients. Dr. John Radin has been practicing for 10 years.
We as a profession need to also be able to know when a patient needs to be referred on to another doctor if we're going to be portal of entry physicians in the profession.
Radin's office is in Marietta, Georgia, where Life University is located, but he graduated from a school in St. Louis. Still, Radin says it's a shame that many patients now ask him what school he graduated from before they make an appointment. On campus, a plaza is surrounded by cheery pink crepe myrtles and bright yellow daylilies, but the mood of the 1,800 students enrolled is somber. The news has hit hard. Students now realize without accreditation, they cannot graduate from the school and begin practicing their profession. Julie Weisberg graduated 3 years ago when the school had about 4,000 students. It opened in 1974 with just 22 students. Weisberg says perhaps the school got too big too fast.
When I went through, it was just really crowded, you know, tons and tons of people. Our class was a record-breaking class. And it was just, you know, always real upbeat and lots of things going on and kids everywhere. I almost don't really want to go by and see because I've heard that it's just, like, desolate right now.
I'm going to go get her right now.
Where? Are you going home?
I'm going to go get her and then I'm going to go home. So do you want to meet me there?
Yeah.
In the parking lot, two students hug as they plan to meet later at a swimming pool on this sweltering afternoon. Tracy Wright just made the decision to pack up and leave Life University after 2.5 years. Wright just returned from practicing for a month in Bali.
When I got back and I went to class, I didn't feel, I don't know, I had some change in heart being in Bali, and maybe the energy here feels a little funny, and I think for me, it's like I'm just ready for a change. And
I understand the student concern, and I appreciate greatly the ones who are staying. I understand the students who have left.
Dr. Michael Schmidt stepped in as interim president 12 days ago. His job is to keep the school from collapsing.
You know, these people have a lot of money invested. They've invested time and lots of education, and, you know, their career is on the line, and I appreciate that. That's why I'm here. That's why I have, you know, dedicated myself to do everything I can to rectify the situation now.
Schmidt was one of the original faculty members here. He says there's no point in talking about who's to blame for the loss of accreditation or whether founder Sid Williams should have erected a 20-foot bronze likeness of his hands on campus and poured millions into sports programs. This week, the new president eliminated the $1.8 million athletics program, a $200,000-a-year Christmas light display called the Lights of Life could be the next to go. Schmidt is also reviewing all of the courses to make sure that they meet accreditation standards.
Dr. Rogers, please come to the clinic director's office. Dr. Rogers, please come to the clinic director's office.
At the Roswell Street Clinic, where staff oversee students going through the chiropractic program, Assistant Director Mark Schneider holds an impromptu meeting to brief his staff about the latest news from the administration, that the school is reapplying for accreditation, just in case they lose their appeal with the CCE. It's a rare opportunity for the staff to hear firsthand what's happening at the school.
That process, according to Dr. Schmidt, he used the term fast track, somewhere between 3 and 6 months. That does mean there may be a period where the school is unaccredited and will not be able to graduate a class.
Just relax, we're
okay. A student adjusts a patient, as it's called in the profession. Dr. Schneider oversees the student. As part of improving the educational standards, the school will teach physiotherapy this fall, something the university has not taught in the clinic before. Schneider says the care here is very good. The atmosphere is something else.
There is definitely a problem with trust at this university. Even when somebody is now speaking the truth, it may be tainted with, we're not sure. Is he really telling the truth now, or is that just the same old company line? So we're combating that also. There's a huge credibility problem for everybody here.
Raise your right leg, please, Craig.
The entire campus is undergoing an adjustment to find out whether the biggest chiropractic school in the world can combine the vision of a provocative founder with the demands of a profession that is working to become a trusted and respected part of the healthcare system. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.